This is Chris. I'm glad you could join us for Adventures in Odyssey, a place of discovery, imagination, and excitement. But don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself on today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Cop car's coming down the street.
It made me so nervous.
On the floor, big guy.
Oh. Grab the blind girl.
No!
Gone. Everything is gone.
Hurry! They took Jenny and went out the back door!
She's the perfect hostage.
Ah, gentlemen, it is my pleasure to be of your assistance. I have put true crime stories over here in our nonfiction crime section.
Oh, thanks.
I maintain an exhausting supply of both new and second-hand books.
Great, great. We'll take it from here.
My name, by the way, is Fred Holstein, which is why we call this shop Holstein Books.
Brilliant.
And if I can be of any service, just call me by name. I'll be behind the counter. Just say, Fred Holstein, we need your help. And I will, how do you say it? Zipper like a mat, dash right over.
That's one way of putting it.
Thank you, Mr. Holstein. We'll just, browse for a while.
It is my delightfulness.
Good afternoon, Mr. Holstein.
Good afternoon, Katerina. You are early, huh?
A little. One of my students didn't show up for his tutoring. I thought you might need the help.
It has been quiet with customers, but there are many books to be placed upon the shelves. Please, put your coat and knapsack in the back room and I will explain.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, the first edition of the Hoggard book!
I beg of your pardon?
On the desk in the back, the first edition of the Eric Hoggard book.
Oh, yeah. I am excited beyond repair. One of perhaps 10 copies left in this country, and I found it. At no small cost, let me tell you one thing for sure. I phoned Professor Marcus to tell him it was in. He is as happy as a bird in a clamshell.
Would you like me to deliver it to him when I go back to the college?
I had thought of that, but it occurs to me that for such a rare and very, very special book, I should deliver it to the good doctor myself. Me.
Of course. Hello, Jenny.
Hi, guys.
Jenny, my little strudel, how are you today?
I'm okay.
Only okay?
Any changes I should know about?
A new book display to your left.
Got it, thanks.
What is this okay business? It is a beautiful day today. What is this okay?
Sorry, I got a little mad because everyone keeps treating me like I'm some kind of invalid. A woman nearly killed me trying to help me across the street just now.
Well, people mean well.
Yeah, nobody thinks that you are helpless.
But they act like I am. Just because I'm blind, they think I can't do anything for myself. I can. I walked all the way over here.
Wunderbar!
You're here for the books your mother called in, right?
Right. We're almost finished with the Chronicles of Narnia.
I believe it is a beautiful thing for your family to read together like you do every night. Ah, it reminds me of my own childhood in Heidelberg and brings a tear to my cheek.
Thanks, Mr. Holstein.
Yeah, thanks.
Leaving so soon, gentlemen? Did you not find what you were looking for?
Actually, we're not leaving. We just need to lock the door for a minute.
Lock the door?
Oh, no. The law does not permit me to lock that door during business hours.
Well, we're not really interested in the law at this point. Open the cash register.
I'll get the you-know-what in the back.
Right.
What?
What's going on?
Go on, open the cash register and no one will get hurt.
What's happening?
I think we're being robbed.
What?
You are robbing my store?
Yeah, now quit stalling and open the, register.
If you insist, but there is not much money there.
We'll take what you got.
You have made me so nervous. I can't remember how to open the register without a purchase. Would you like to buy a bookmark?
Open it.
Yeah. Of course.
Katrina?
Don't be afraid, Jenny. It'll be all right.
Yeah, we're not interested in hurting anybody. We just need to, pick up a few things.
Got it.
You can't. That's my knapsack.
Yeah, pretty handy. Good quality, too. Put the money in it, Mr. Holstein.
Oops. I am sorry. I am such a butterfingers. I am so nervous.
Get out of the way and let me do that.
Come on. That's enough. We have what we want.
Okay. Check the front door and I'll... Hey, what's this?
What?
Which what?
this button here?
That button, well, that is a buzzer. Yeah, it's a buzzer to call Katerina from the back room when it becomes busy.
Right. He calls me.
Yeah, or a silent alarm. Oh, why'd you have to go and do a thing like that? Now I'm going to have to tie you up. Turn around.
I have string in the back.
This packing tape will do just fine, thank you.
Cop car's coming down the street. Slow, though.
Great, and this could have been so easy. On the floor, big guy. What do you reckon? They'll have a police car out back, too?
In a town this small, they probably only have one police car.
I don't want to take a chance.
We need some insurance. Grab the blind girl.
No!
Stop, you can't.
The blind girl?
Yeah, take me instead.
The blind girl's perfect. We'll use her to get away from the police, and she can't see where we'll take her. Hurry, will you? They're getting out of the car.
All right. Step back, whatever your name is.
No, I won't. I won't let you. You can't.
Look, we're not interested in hurting you. We just need to, you know, get out of here without a hassle. Now, let's go.
No, you must not do this.
Behave yourself and you'll be fine.
No, you can't.
Okay, we're clear back here.
Start the car. You, get over there and tend to your boss.
You're making a big mistake.
A huge, great big mistake.
Just take it easy. Don't move to the door. Don't do anything stupid, and tell the cops we're sorry we missed them.
Oh, Mr. Holstein.
That's a policeman.
Oh, right. Hurry. They took Jenny and went out the back door.
Oh, I hate those chimes.
Sign of him?
Nope, not a cop car in sight. Looks like traffic as usual.
Good.
Hey, kid, how you doing back there? What's wrong? Aren't you speaking to us?
No, as a matter of fact.
I don't blame you. Must be rough going all the way to the bookstore just to get hijacked.
You should try it sometime.
I'm not real happy about this, you know. This was supposed to be a simple job. A charge of kidnapping wasn't part of the, you know, deal.
Don't blame me. She was insurance. How was I supposed to know we wouldn't be chased? Mr. Sauerkraut hadn't set off the alarm.
Never mind. Just check the stash, will you?
Yeah. Let's see what we have here.
How much money do we get?
Who cares? Here we go.
Is that it?
Looks like it. You gotta give him credit for knowing.
Open it and check.
Yep, it's what we were looking for.
Good. When we get to the hideout, you make the call and we'll, you know, figure out how to return of... Hey, kid, what is your name?
Abraham Lincoln.
Well, Abraham Lincoln, you just keep quiet and do as you're told and maybe, you know, we'll have you home in time for dinner, okay?
Abraham Lincoln, that's funny. Did I say she was perfect or what?
Yeah.
Okay, Abraham Lincoln, you sit right there and be a good girl.
Maybe we should tie her up.
Nah, she wouldn't be dumb enough to try to run away. It's not like she can see where she's going.
You're not gonna try and run away, are you, Abe? We're three flights up and I wouldn't want anything to, you know, happen to you. Well?
67 years ago, our forefathers brought forth this great nation.
That's great.
Okay, let's get changed. Ouch! That hurts.
You need to use the remover. You'll tear off a layer of skin doing it like that.
I just want to get on with it. I don't like having this kid around.
What? You're afraid she'll give the police our description? Maybe tell them where we brought her? Like I said, she's the perfect hostage.
What are you doing?
I'm changing shirts.
Well, go in the other room, will you?
Why?
The girl!
Don't be such an idiot. She's blind, remember?
Well, I'm going in the other room.
All right, so the plan is what?
I'll get rid of the car while you take the kid back to Odyssey in the, you know, pickup truck.
What, are you nuts?
Look, we're not just a couple of robbers now. We're kidnappers, don't you get it? There'll be a statewide search for her. The heat'll be on as long as she's missing. But once we get her back, things'll, you know, calm down.
But how am I supposed to get her back without trouble?
What trouble? First, you'll be in a pickup truck. Nobody's looking for a pickup truck. Secondly, you look completely different without your disguise. And third, we have to deliver her safe and sound, or we'll have no end of problems.
It makes me nervous.
We'll be okay. Just drop her off someplace safe where the police will find her.
I'll take her to the police station in Odyssey. That should be safe enough.
Yeah!
Okay, President Lincoln, just stay low in the seat until I say you can get up. Now, here's what I'm going to do when we get there. I'll pull up to the curb and tell you when you can get out. And for the 100th time, you won't get hurt if you do as you're told. Got it?
Got it.
Now, you weren't part of the plan. You know that. We never intended to have to take you, and we never planned to hurt you. Try to remember that when the police are grilling you, okay? It was sort of an accident. Understand?
I'll be sure to mention it.
Yeah, and tell him I said you were perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, here we are. You know, I have to give you guys high marks on your town. Quiet, trusting. Bet it's a nice place to live. So, live on, kid.
Huh?
You can get out now. Even your police station is nice and quiet. Everybody's probably out looking for you.
I can go?
Yeah, but don't say a word until I'm gone. Watch your step. Thanks for all your help.
Hello? Can anyone help me? Hello? I don't know where I am. Can anyone help me? Hello?
Yeah? Oh, you must be Detective Ethan. I'm glad you made it. I'm Captain Richard Quinn, Odyssey Police. Come in. Come in. Jenny's in the living room with her parents. It's been a couple of hours, so things have settled down a little bit emotionally, if you know what I mean. Doc Morton looked her over and gave her a clean bill of health and said it was okay for her to answer questions. She's just shaken a little. We put out an APB on the pickup truck, but frankly, without more information, there wasn't much she could tell us, and she's blind. I understand that's your department. Excuse me, Mike. Linda, Jenny, I want you to meet Detective Pat Ethan from the County Sheriff's Office. Detective Ethan specializes in cases like this and is here to help us investigate the robbery and kidnapping.
Hello, Detective. It's nice to meet you.
The pleasure's all mine, though I'm sorry it has to be under these circumstances.
Yes. Come in and make yourself at home. I'm sorry.
Is something wrong?
Well, when Captain Quinn said a Detective Ethan was coming, I just assumed...
That I was a man. I know, it happens a lot.
Detective Ethan?
Yes, Jenny.
Captain Quinn said you specialize in cases like these. What does that mean? Cases of robbery and kidnapping, or cases with blind people?
To be honest, both. Mostly, I'm here to help you remember every detail of what happened.
I already told them everything I know.
Oh, I'm sure you did. But I think you know more than you think you know.
What do you mean?
You'll find out as we go along. Are you ready?
Wait, you mean you're going to do this now? Tonight?
Yes, Mr. Roberts. We want to catch these guys, and we don't want the trail to get cold.
Wait a minute. I don't understand how this works.
Well, it's easy. I ask you questions, and you'll answer them. Simple, huh?
Captain Quinn?
Captain Quinn, would you please take that in the hallway? Jenny will need all the powers of concentration she has, all right?
Certainly.
Jenny, you're blind in sight only. But you have other senses that you use to compensate for that loss. That's what you've been learning at school, right?
Right.
What I want to do is help use your other senses, with your memory, to construct a... Well, let's call it a sound picture of what you know.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but if our witnesses are right, we found the getaway car.
Oh, great. That's a good start. Now, where was it found?
Route 29, near Odenton.
Hmm. In the center of town or somewhere remote?
There's only the gas station, and my officers said it was found near there.
My guess, then, is that the car is stolen. You may want to check reports of car thefts over the past few days.
Good idea.
Okay, Jenny. Shall we begin?
Mr.
Mr. Holstein.
Well, hello, Yuchi.
Where is she? Is she here? Katrina!
Oh, no. Don't count your chickens before there are eggs. She is in...
Eugene!
Katrina! I can't believe it. I didn't know. Are you all right?
I am now.
Oh, I'm in a state of shock. I was at the police station and only happened to hear about the robbery and Jenny Roberts kidnapped.
It's all right. Eugene, calm down.
I'm afraid I ventured beyond the capacity for calmness.
Hold a cotton packing minute. What were you doing at the police station?
I was at the police station because I'm the victim of a robbery as well.
What?
You weren't hurt, were you?
Not at all. I returned to my room after one of my classes, and my dorm room had been burgled.
Oh, no.
Ooh, did they take much from your cash register?
Well, strangely, they only took my laptop computer.
Only your laptop?
Indeed. They left my larger desktop computer, my stereo, even the money I left on my dresser. But the laptop is gone.
Perhaps the intruders were interrupted and only had enough time to see...
Perhaps, but that isn't all they took.
But you just said...
I said that was all they took from my room. If indeed it's the same culprit or culprits, they purloined one other thing outside of my room.
What?
My car.
They took your automobile? Oh, my things have gone crazy. Who would want such a car? Hello, Captain.
Hi, Fred. Katrina, Eugene.
Hi.
Eugene, I hate to add to your trauma, but I need you to come back down to the police station.
Of course, but why?
We found your car, and I want you to look it over for clues.
Clues? To find out who took my laptop?
No, to find out who robbed Holstein's books.
I beg your pardon? I fail to understand the connection.
Brace yourself, Eugene. Your car was the getaway car.
What?
I'm not real happy about this, you know. This was supposed to be a simple job. A charge of kidnapping wasn't part of the, you know, deal.
Don't blame me. She was insurance. How was I supposed to know we wouldn't be chased? Mr. Sauerkraut hadn't set off the alarm.
Never mind. Just check the stash, will you?
Yeah. Let's see what we have here.
Wait, Jenny.
What's wrong?
You've told us this much before. Now I want you to concentrate. Think details. Forget for a moment what they said. Think about the sound of the car, the sounds outside of the car.
I thought I was. I heard the sound of the motor, mm-hmm. Cars going by.
That's good. Keep going.
Okay. The motor, cars going by, and...
And what?
I'm not real happy about this, you know. This was supposed to be a simple job. A charge of kidnapping wasn't part of the, you know, deal.
Don't blame me. She was insurance. How was I supposed to know we wouldn't be chased? Mr. Sauerkraut hadn't set off the alarm.
Never mind. Just check the stash, will you?
Yeah. Let's see what we have here.
A train. We stopped at some train tracks.
Good girl. What else?
I heard the bell, the gate closed,
mm-hmm.
And the train went past.
Fast or slow?
What do you mean?
Was it a fast train or a slow train?
It was a slow train.
Probably a freight train. Excellent. See? Now do you understand what we're after?
Yeah. Wow.
Do you want to go on?
Sure.
Okay. After the train, what happened?
How much money did we get?
Who cares? Here we go.
Wait a minute. We need to isolate some of that information.
Like what?
One of them asks about the money and the other says, who cares?
Yeah.
So robbing the store for money wasn't their motive. That's not what they were after.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Then what were they after?
Good question. Let me double check the report. Mr. Holstein reported the money missing and... The Hoggard book.
The what?
A rare first edition of a book by Erik Hoggard, a Danish writer. Mr. Holstein said it was delivered that morning and missing after the robbery.
That's right. One of them went into the back room and came back with,
Katrina Shank's knapsack. Apparently, they shoved the book inside, which is why it wasn't obvious to Mr. Holstein or Katrina that they had it.
And I heard them digging around in the knapsack. I remember now.
Good.
One of them found it, and the other said...
Is that it?
Looks like it. You gotta give him credit for knowing.
Open it and check.
Yep, it's what we were looking for.
Good.
Give him credit. Give who credit?
You think somebody hired them?
Possibly.
Well, maybe they were hired to steal the book by a jealous collector.
Maybe. But let's not sidetrack. They referred to another person, then opened what sounded like an envelope, correct?
Yeah.
And then they were pleased to find that the envelope contained what they were looking for.
Yeah, I remember that clearly.
Good girl. So it's possible the thieves were hired to go to Holstein's bookstore to steal that book. And it's also possible that stealing money from the cash register was merely a ploy to throw us off their main goal.
But why go to all that trouble? Why not just go in and steal the book?
Maybe to keep us from asking the questions that will lead us back to them. And many questions are left unanswered still. But I'll have to think about that for a while. Officer Spector?
Yes, Detective?
I need to talk with Mr. Holstein. Will you get him for me either on the phone or bring him here in person?
Yes, ma'am.
Until then, we go back to what we know. Or rather, what you know, Jenny. Let's see what you can remember about the hideout.
Well, Eugene?
It is indeed my car.
Well, we had it towed back here and searched it top to bottom for clues. Not a thing.
Of course. Fingerprints?
Only yours. Other than that, the car is clean.
Clean? On the contrary, Captain Quinn, the car is absolutely filthy. Look closely. Have you done an analysis of the dirt?
Well, I don't know. I have to confess that the dirt looked like dirt. Typical Odyssey dirt. Our lab techs didn't find anything unusual.
But this dust is a different color than the dust that usually coats my car, particularly on my drives between the college and Wits End. Huh. And the wheel wells. This is a most peculiar clay.
Well, have you ever thought of working for the police, Eugene?
What does it pay?
You can't afford the pay cut. Dave, get those lab techs back in here. They missed something. Eugene, you said some things were stolen from your dorm room?
Yes, sir, my laptop.
Anything else?
Not that I was aware of.
Are you sure? Did you check your room thoroughly?
Well, not thoroughly as such, but under the circumstances...
I think you'd better go back and look again. Until now, I thought your break-in was unrelated to the hold-up. Now I'm not so sure.
Then I'm on my way. If someone can give me a lift.
Come on, I need some fresh air anyway. Well, is there anything else missing?
Nothing that I would consider valuable, except... I just realized.
What?
My box of computer disks. They were right over there next to my main computer.
So they took your laptop computer and a box of blank disks?
No, not blank. They had all my files on them, all the work I've been doing over the past couple of years. This is horrible.
What are you doing?
Checking my main computer. The disks were merely a backup for the files on my larger desktop. Quickly now. Come on. Oh, no.
What's wrong?
The hard drive on my computer where all the files were kept, it's been reformatted.
Oh, you better explain. I'm bad with these machines.
Gone. Everything is gone.
What's gone, Eugene?
My files. Everything. They've been completely erased.
Ah, the plot thickens. I wonder if Eugene's car and computer have anything to do with the robbery at Holstein's bookstore. If so, what's the connection? Will Jenny help Detective Ethan catch the crooks before they get away? I guess we'll hear the answers to those questions and more on our next adventure. So keep listening.